Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, October 24th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Alicia Witkoff of the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. Birthdays, Hall of Fame quarterback Y.A. Tittle from the East Texas town of Marshall is 87 today. Actor Kevin Kline is 66. This day in history, in 1929, investors dumped more than 13 million shares on the stock market. The day is known as Black Thursday and signaled the beginning of the Great Depression.
The market opened in an absolutely free fall, and some people couldn't even get any bids for their shares, and it was wild panic. And an ugly crowd gathered outside the stock exchange, and it was described as making weird and threatening noises.
On October 24th, 1940, the 40-hour work week went into effect under the Fair Labor Standards Act. The country music group Alabama pays tribute to everyone who has punched a time clock.
Hello, Detroit, auto workers, let me thank you for your time. Just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh, steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line.
On this day in 1945, the United Nations was formally established, less than a month after the end of World War II. President Harry Truman.
If we had had this charter a few years ago, and above all, the will to use it, millions now dead would be alive. If we should falter in the future in our will to use it, millions now living will surely die.
Number one on the charts this day in 1961, the pride of the Bronx, Dion DiMucci and Run Around Sue. On the KETR events calendar, on Saturday in Paris, several Halloween-related activities at the Sam Bell Maxi House. A Victorian Halloween carnival from 3 to 5 p.m. A separate event called a Victorian Halloween at the Maxi House from 6 to 9 p.m. And candlelight tours of the Maxi House from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. For more information, call the Maxi House at 903-785-5716. 903-785-5716 or see events at KETR.org. Halloween events this Saturday at the Sam Bell Maxi House in Paris. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Alicia Witkoff, the Director of Strategic Marketing and Communications with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. And as most of you know, a bond election is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th. First of all, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And early voting is now underway.
Yes, that's correct. As of October 21st through November 1st.
Until just right the last few days before the election then.
Yes. Okay. Early voting locations are in Quinlan, Commerce, and Greenville.
Okay. Now, we've talked about this once before, and of course there's been a lot of publicity and the Herald Banner and the Journal and the rest of it, KETR. And one of the major things the bond issue would provide would be for new emergency care facilities in Commerce and Quinlan. But now specifically explain why those are needed.
Well, our emergency department in Greenville at Hunt Regional Medical Center is completely overwhelmed. We're on pace to see over 53,000 people in 2013.
You know, I think if anyone's ever been in there on a Friday night or a Saturday night, they know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And so the hospital wanted to address healthcare, emergency healthcare for the entire county. And what better way than to decentralize the emergency services so that we can respond quicker to our communities?
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me that these facilities, the one in Commerce and the one in Quinlan, would not just be emergency care facilities.
That's correct. In fact, both buildings are planned to host outpatient services as well, you know, lab, imaging, things of that nature. Mm.
You would simply not have the overnight stay kind of thing where you have surgery and then you're in the hospital for several days.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Correct. Where would the Commerce facility be located, and can you kind of describe what it would be like, what it would look like, how big it is?
Well, it's scheduled to be roughly 19,000 square feet and on Highway 2450. So we're hoping with the additional exposure on that frontage road there that we'll capture more of the people on their way to Greenville, because we have a tremendous number of users in the Greenville emergency room from the Commerce area.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it's very hard to find that current Commerce hospital.
It is, particularly if you're a new student or someone that's just moved here, if you're not familiar with the area, or if you're passing through from one of our neighboring communities, you have no idea how to get there. So of course, it just seems much easier to drive to the medical center in Greenville.
Yeah. Now, how about the facility in Quinlan? Where would that be?
That would be located on property that we currently own on Highway 276, right next to the Hunt Regional Medical Plaza.
Mm-hmm. And it would be similar, be about the same size and same sort of activities?
Same activities, roughly 16,000 square feet, because the space that we have planned, the 3,000 square feet in Commerce, already exists in Quinlan. So that's the difference in the floor plan.
And how about taxes? Now, this is a bond election, so obviously this is something where everyone is responsible for the financial obligation of that. And so if this is approved, then how much can people expect their taxes to go up?
Well, you can expect, if your home is valued at $100,000, your average increase is $18 a year.
Good. And everyone then in Hunt County is basically a resident of the Hunt Memorial Hospital District.
Absolutely. Everybody in the county, that's our primary service area.
Talk about also then some of the work that would be done on the Hunt Regional Healthcare Facility, the Greenville Hospital.
Yes. Remodeling the third floor. As you know, that hospital was built in the 60s, and we have not remodeled anything related to that wing since it was built. So the rooms are roughly 100 square feet, and not every room has a shower or toilet area. So this would be part of the remodel related to that. And because of today's current standards, we would be required to increase the size of those rooms, making it more comfortable for our patients and allowing space for the medical equipment, physicians, caretakers, and family as well.
So now, primarily what takes place on the third floor?
The third floor is used to accept admissions from our emergency rooms.
And typically how many people would be on that floor at any one time? Is there a way of saying that?
Well, no, not really. I mean, it just depends on the season. You know, as they say, the full moon comes out and we're full.
Yeah. And, of course, that hospital has undergone tremendous amount of change over the past several years. But this
yes.
is an area that apparently still is in need of further change, or need of change maybe for the first time in a long, long time.
That's correct. That floor has not been touched since it was built.
Alicia Witkoff, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETY.